From the WGXC newsroom, this is the WGXC Hands-On Radio Daily News. I'm Philip Grant. Bill Mahoney reports for Politico that State Assembly Speaker Carl Hestie said December 12th that the ban on outside income for legislators from a pay raise committee, and I quote, may have put the entire pay raise in jeopardy, end quote. Hestie, a Democrat, echoed Republican criticisms of the other regulations tacked on to the pay raise for top state officials. Hestie said, and I quote, the legislative intent, which was agreed upon between myself, the governor, and the majority leader, Senator John Flanagan, was that they were only supposed to look at the salaries. It's not even a debate on the issues. I get where people are on the concerns on outside income and things like that, but it was never the legislature's intention for them to do that. They pretty much decided among themselves to deal with the operations of the House, end quote. Hestie wouldn't say whether legislators would change the decision before December 31st or pass new legislation on the next session. Read the full story at Politico. Richard Moody reports for Columbia Green Media that John Faso, the local congressperson who did away with town hall meetings on notifying constituents of public appearances, called for civility in his farewell speech in Washington, D.C., December 12th. Faso said on the House floor, and I quote, we all need to renew our efforts to conduct our debates on public issues in a civil and respectful fashion. There is no doubt that a fragmented media and a general decline of standards has coarsened our public debate. There is plenty of blame to go around for this situation, end quote. Antonio Delgado, meanwhile, the Democrat from Rhinebeck, who unseated the Republican from Kinderhook, was more upbeat December 12th. Delgado said, and I quote, I'm very excited to get to work and serve every constituent in our district by being accessible to them and transparent. We are committed to finding bipartisan solutions and prioritizing issues that people in upstate New York care about, like bringing broadband access to our rural communities, helping places like Hoosick Falls and Petersburg, which have been forced to endure a crisis of contaminated water, as well as working to make sure everyone has access to quality, affordable health care, end quote. Read the full story at HudsonValley360.com. Alan Smith reports for NBC News that New York Attorney General-elect Letitia James promises to launch several investigations into President Donald Trump, his family, and I quote, anyone, end quote, close to him who may have violated the law. James takes over for Acting Attorney General Barbara Underwood in January. James said, and I quote, we will use every area of the law to investigate President Trump and his business transactions and that of his family as well, end quote. Her investigations will include Trump real estate holdings in New York, the June 2016 Trump Tower meeting with a Russian official, government subsidies Trump received, violations of the Emoluments Clause of the Constitution, and malfeasance at the Trump Foundation. She said, and I quote, we want to investigate anyone in his orbit who has, in fact, violated the law, end quote. Read the full story at NBC News. Voters in the Cairo-Durham Central School District approved a $28.9 million building project by a vote of 284 to 263 on December 11th. Superintendent Anthony Taibbi said, and I quote, we are grateful for the community's support in today's vote. This project is an investment in the academics and our future while also addressing some infrastructure items, end quote. The $28.9 million capital project will modernize outdated classrooms, create new science labs, and repair athletic fields. District Business Administrator Jeffrey Murillo said the annual local share will be nearly $700,000 a year over 22 years, totaling $15.3 million. Funding sources include $2.4 million from the district's capital reserves and fund balance, as well as $11.1 million in state building aid. For property owners, the proposal means a tax increase of $33.75 a year for a home assessed at $100,000. And that wraps up the WGXC Hands-On Radio Daily News. For local weather reports, public meetings, and other community information, WGXC.org. From the WGXC Newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day. and a pleasant tomorrow.